Lucy and Virginia. So, what are you doing? Powdering your nose? Checking your eyeliner? Looking for wrinkles? I can't see from where I'm standing, can I? I'll have to come closer. What do you mean we have nothing to say? I think we need to talk. Oh, Lucy. What are you doing? You're leaving me? But why? Lucy, don't be silly. What are you doing, Lucy? What? Mummy and Daddy? Lucy, you know very well that I appreciate you. You're nice to have around. I don't know what to say. What time's your train? Ruff. You are a bit young to be having a change of life crisis, aren't you? I've noticed that you have been a little on edge lately. Look, I know that living together means that you have to make sacrifices sometimes. Sharing things. What if I let you drive my Porsche from time to time? You'd like that, wouldn't you? Perhaps you should have a little chat with Dr. Riki. He might be able to give you something to calm your nerves. Okay. Just a suggestion. Look. Look, come on. It's not that bad. I'll buy you a drink. I think you could do with one. I can't leave you like this, Lucy. Who knows what you might do? I know you, Lucy. I know how you tick. Did I say anything when you didn't wash the dishes? No. Did I say anything when you didn't touch the furniture polish for a week? No. There was so much dust. I could have written my name all over the house, and the hoovering and the wine you served me yesterday evening was corked. It's not like you, Lucy. Not like you at all. And the wine glass had greasy fingerprints all over it. I didn't say anything, did I? Lucy, please. What have I done? Lucy, please. I'm just looking to see how much time I have left to persuade you. Well, you were certainly not complaining about the last time, remember? I had to close the windows so that the neighbours couldn't hear. You were quite uncontrollable. A real tigress. Okay. I'll try to be more attentive towards your sexual advances. Lucy, I'm sorry. I never realized that you thought like that. Exactly. This is the problem. You keep everything to yourself. You don't communicate. No, Lucy, you're wrong. Yes, and I seem to remember saying thank you, Lucy. What? Your Jean-Paul Gaultier dress? I bought it for you. It cost me a fortune, not you. Lucy, you didn't. That was a gift to the woman I love. Look, when I went to the local dating agency looking for a woman, I wasn't looking for someone to fetch and carry for me, who could do the cooking or the housework. I was looking for a woman with a big... Big heart. A woman with a big heart. Not a woman with big boobs. It's not the most important thing to me. Hmm? You've got a big... No! I mean a big heart, Lucy. You're the kindest woman I have ever met. Yes, Lucy. Those as well. Why are these things so important? There's more. Come on. Get it off your chest. Oh God, Lucy, don't bring your mother into this, please. Uninvited, Lucy. Uninvited. It was so pathetic how she was talking to you. As if you were a child. And me? She treats me like I was the worst thing that ever happened to you. A lesbian in the family. What will her gossipy friends at the local church and Women's Institute think? Shock, horror, the shame of it all. Oh, no, 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 not at all natural. I didn't do anything, Lucy. I just said, "Goodbye, Mother," as she was driven away by taxi. Look, it's a well-known fact. Mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws do not, as a rule, get on. Sure, there are always exceptions to the rule, but sadly, not in my case. God, how selfish can you get? Your mother never stopped to think about how you have suffered coming to terms with it all. Another thing. What do you mean you found something? Oh, so now you go through my pockets. Well, I don't find that very trusting. You surprise me, Lucy. How would you like it if I went through your pockets? God, Lucy, don't you trust me? Lucy, I can... Oh, yes. He's very good. He comes recommended. A real stallion. But it's a horse! Yes, Lucy, it's a horse. A colleague at work gave me a racing tip. The horse's name is Big Boy. 3:30 p.m. at Cheltenham Racecourse. That I was having an affair? With a man? A man with a... A man with a thingy? My God, Lucy! How could you think of such a thing? Well, that will certainly teach you not to go snooping through people's pockets. Don't you think I know that? The next time you find strange messages in my pockets, ask me, Lucy. Don't keep it to yourself. Have you seen the state you're in? You are a bag of nerves. Look, Lucy, stop playing the injured party. You are so melodramatic. You know very well that if you leave me, I'll miss you. Yes, I will, Lucy. Very much. Yes, I will. I love you, Lucy. Yes, I do. I love you very much. Pardon? You love me. Yes, you do. Give us a kiss. Because you want to. Yes, you do, very much, I can tell. I'm waiting. Kiss me, Lucy. Please.
Let's go home, Lucy.
You've missed your train anyway. If it doesn't work out between us, you can always go back to Mummy and Daddy tomorrow, can't you? Oh, no. You are a terrible cook, Lucy. No. But from now on, I'm not going to worry about hurting your feelings. The truth, and nothing but the truth. I'm cooking for you tonight. That makes two of us. Come on, Lucy. All I'm interested in is my woman with the big heart, Lucy. Heart.